welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, we are live. Hello and welcome to episode 211 of the Self-Help Podcast. This week, coming at you in glorious Technicolor. Well, you might just be listening to this on your phone, but we're actually recording this on a live stream, aren't we, Sean?
This is weird. We are indeed.
We are. We've entered the 21st century. I've got a little helper here, little William.
Helper.
In the first live stream. Why are we doing this, Sean? Why are we live streaming?
Because I'm in Qatar and you're in.
I'm in Birmingham.
So I'm here in 52 degrees. And how hot is it there?
52 in your room.
No. I've got the air conditioning on here. I'm good. But if you open the window, as the wind comes through the window, it's like opening the door of an oven. The swirl comes in.
I bet it's. You having fun out there? How's it going?
It's good. It's good. It's good. Big project here. New hospital coming online. And loads of staff to onboard, as they say. So there's going to be 4,500 staff coming in from 75 different countries.
So if all goes wrong, it's all on you.
No, it'd be your fault. I'll make sure.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We're talking about revenge this week, aren't we? We'll get stuck into that shortly. I should just say, liveinthepresent.co.uk. is our website. Check it out for all the show notes and links, all the usual stuff. Big shout out to our friends at clearmindcushion.com. Head over to that website and use the code SELFHELP, all one word, to get a 10% discount off that their fantastic meditation cushion. I'm sure we'll bring up meditation at some point today. Well, aside from flying to Qatar, Sean, how you been? What have you been up to?
It's been good. Back in the UK, we had Robert moving into a new house and Hannah, and there's loads of stuff going on there, which will still be there when I get back to do.
Right.
So loads of things going on. Very, very busy time.
It's all going. Summer is here big time, eh?
We talked about in the episode about doing nothing. And one of the things about when I come to Qatar is I get these evenings where, in fact, I am doing quite a bit of work at the moment.
But evening? We spoke about 6 hours ago and you haven't moved since then?
Yeah, but I've been designing leaflets and counseling for the services in the in the hospital in between times. But actually, you've been fanning around. I've been doing work.
Fanning it around. Putting kids to bed, cycling home. All sorts been going on here. But yeah, I would quite like a taste of the Qatar life. Because I did have a look out your window earlier on via your iPad. It's quite a nice view you got there.
Yeah, I can see right across West Bay from here.
So what time is it there? You're a couple of hours ahead, so.
Yeah, so it's about 10:30 for me now. 10:40 at night.
So is the sunset? Yeah.
I have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you realise.
You're like Maggie Thatcher, though. You only need 4 hours of sleep a night, don't you?
they do this thing here, partly heat, but they get up and their day is 7 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Okay.
Because it's Ramadan, people are tending to work 8 till 1. Taking it easy because in this heat they don't eat and they don't drink anything.
They don't eat or drink anything.
Yeah. If you're a non-Muslim and you are going to drink or eat anything, you have to go and hide. You have to eat. The canteen is open, but you have to go behind screens to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learning plenty of things, eh?
Yeah. It's good. It's a good learning experience, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll crack on with this week's show. We're talking about revenge, and it's loosely based on something that's happened in the news this morning. Lots of news. News crazy at the moment. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. But yeah, there's been obviously some terrorist attacks going on in the UK recently. And this morning, there was one by a British white guy. Actually, we don't know too much about it, to be honest, yet. So I don't want to kind of jump the gun.
He was unknown to the police.
Yeah, okay. There's some little snippets of this and that coming out, but we don't know too much about it. But it seems reasonably clear that it's some kind of revenge attack for what happened in Manchester and the couple of London attacks as well. So I thought there'd be a good chance to discuss revenge as a whole. So in your line of work, Sean, before we get to the big heavy stuff like we've seen in London and elsewhere, do you see revenge as something that people need to resist on a smaller scale?
I think that, yes, we need to resist it, but I see it going on all the time, whether it's in a very simple sense of just doing something which isn't very nice to people, or whether it's a case of people doing extreme things, like I was saying earlier on, like the lady who went through her husband's wardrobe when he'd left her and cut one leg off each of his Armani suits.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, or the other woman that emptied her husband's wine cellar of wine, hundreds of pounds, and deposit it on the doorsteps of everyone in the villages around.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
They had wine with the milk. Yeah, or one of the worst ones I ever had was a woman who her husband had left her, and he'd left his computer, he hadn't picked it up, and she redated his computer to a previous time and downloaded a whole load of child pornography on it.
Oof.
With his credit card, and then rang the police. And it was only because he was arrested, I mean, it was only because the police finally checked out the date of the transaction that they realised he wasn't in. He actually wasn't in the country.
Right. Blimey. Serious stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, when you're seeing clients and patients, how do you try and get them to resist these? Because, you know, I can see on the face of it, it's quite a satisfying thing to do, isn't it? To enact revenge. How do you?
It goes back to the steps, to the mindfulness program, and it goes back to the issue of it's the step about being able to let go of negative parts and and stop it interfering with your life. And people, you mentioned the word karma earlier on when we were talking about stuff.
Sure.
And the thing is that you can always step out of karmic cycles, but you have to be prepared to let go and forgive, which is real tough stuff. And one of the problems in our society, if you think about the tower that burned down, which is a horrific thing.
Yeah, for me.
And everybody is fixated on who can we blame for this.
Right.
And then once we decide who we can blame for it, we now need to take our revenge against that person. Someone has to suffer for this. It's that kind of response.
Yeah.
And there may be people that have a responsibility for things. And it's hard to know where act God ends. One of the issues with one of the Arabic managers was him trying to understand why you would need to have health and safety legislation or rules, because in his world and his belief structure, if something happened to you, it was the will of Allah, it was the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you fell off the building because there wasn't a safety rail, it wasn't the issue of the safety rail, it was what was there for you in your life. And there are many people that will see life as fatalistic or the will of a power that is beyond us. If you step out of that kind of idea and you start stepping into the idea that, okay, who can we blame? Who's responsible? Then we start to get a lot of revenge issues going on. It's amazing, sat here listening to your birds, Chris, tweeting away.
Tweeting away, I know, well.
In the forest there, in the woods behind you. Because I can hear out here is air conditioning machines.
Yeah, well, there aren't too many trees in your part of the world right now, hey? Or
I haven't seen any birds at all.
Well, yeah, I'm outside partly because the house is such a tip. But also, I thought it made quite a nice little scene. And it's all, well, originally when we planned on doing this, it was baking hot today. It's been like 20-odd, 25 degrees here, but the sun's set behind the house and it's a bit chilly out here now. So this might be a short, sharp little podcast, but I'll hang in there.
Yeah.
I mean, one other thing I want to mention as well is that what we see in kind of mainstream media in terms of movies and stories and books, it promotes this idea of revenge, doesn't it? A lot of the best action movies or whatever are centered around this idea of vengeance, yeah. And that you can't have a finished story until the baddies have got what's coming to them. Are we kind of addicted? Is it just kind of inbuilt into us, this kind of idea, or we just need to resist it?
I think that it is a very common response, and it comes out of the idea of maintaining safety, I think. You know, in an evolutionary point of view, if there's a bunch of people over the hill, a bunch of primates that keep coming over and killing odd people and nicking all our food or whatever, then the common response will be to go and sort them out. And it won't be to sort one out, it'll be to sort them all out. And then if you don't kill them all, then they will then come back and sort us out. And we see it going everywhere. It's happening with the Palestinians and the Israelis. It's happening, what happened for years with the Irish and the Protestants and the Catholics. And it's the thing that we talk about where if you keep going for an eye, then everybody's blind in the end.
For sure.
It doesn't get anywhere.
Seems pretty obvious to me, but then I haven't had family and loved ones taken from me and all that, so I can't exactly say how I would react. But on the face of it, that seems like a pretty decent way to look at it.
None of us know how we're going to respond to things until we're tested.
Yeah, well, you've been around a little bit longer than I have. What were you like in your younger days when were you a bit more of a hot-headed chap? Yeah,
I was more feisty, but not leading perhaps the most positive of lives, and did do things that I won't admit to now that maybe I would be a bit ashamed of that I did in my madness at the moment. It's the issues of learning in life, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I see it in the little chap that just has left us now. He's come back in, I think. But I see little doses of revenge that he tries to enact on me for, like, when I'm trying to put him to bed earlier than he wants to go to bed, or when he can't have that last sweet or whatever. He's always trying to enact revenge on me. I'm just trying my best to figure out how to tame that, you know.
But I guess that it's an issue of learning about fairness, what's right, what's wrong in that sense. But we're talking about the ideas of this attack that's gone on.
Yeah.
That kind of right-wing, skinheady, I think of it, kind of way of looking at the world, is as fascist and as extreme as the attitudes of Islam. And when it starts to, when I say Islam, in fairness, I mean in the extremes of Islam, not regular.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know loads and loads of Muslims, fabulous people. The issue isn't about being Islamic, it's about being an extremist.
Yeah, so absolutely.
If I'm an extremist of anything, whether it's communism, capitalism, Islamism, Christianity, whatever it is, once I become fanatical about it and I become an extremist, then tolerance goes. Once tolerance goes, we start to get into acts that aren't that good. And that's when things like revenge start to set in.
Yeah, for sure. And you look for little chinks of light in incidents like this, and immediately there were some, because the chap who had committed the crime was still alive, and he was in his van, and he might have got out, and he was basically surrounded by this group of guys who'd come out of the mosque and had the chance, and I think quite a lot of them were up for that immediate revenge of tearing the guys to shreds, for mowing down some of their best friends, family, who knows what. But there's one guy.
As a straight human reaction, I think that for people to have that presence of mind not to do it is quite extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, there's one guy that was singled out for standing in the way of this baying mob. making sure that the police were going to take this guy in unharmed, which is pretty cool, really, isn't it? I don't know if I would have the guts to do that or the sense, but little chinks of light in these little stories, aren't there, always?
And one of the things that can come out, we don't know anything about this, is we don't know whether the guy was a right-wing fanatic or whether he has mental health issues. We don't know what's going on.
No.
And we won't know until it all becomes clear. But I suppose there's a part of me that's been waiting for something like this to happen, in the sense of, because of the amount of attacks that were escalating, whether people would start to fight back in some way.
Yeah, I know. And I've seen the calls for it, you know, because in the 24 hours after, or it's not even in that, people are obviously pointing fingers at certain Twitter profiles and Facebook pages like Britain First and some of those more right or very right-wing points of view that have been for years and years peddling the anti-Islam thing. Which, you know, there are obviously a small minority of Muslims that have done some horrendous things, but yeah, we don't tar them all with the same brush, do we?
No.
So we've got a bit of work to do. But going back to the smaller scale stuff then, so how do you calm people's temper people's rage? Are we talking when they come to you, how angry are they? And have they already committed the act of revenge and that's why they've come to see you? Or do you get them before that?
Sometimes they've already done it. Sometimes they're involved in it. It's one of the things, because the power balance swung from men being in control of money and possessions and stuff like that, through to women being heard, and then it tends to go in the favour of the woman.
Yeah.
Quite easily these days, the woman and the children, especially the money issues. And I do hear women in certain situations saying, that's it, I'm going to take over everything I can get. You know, and then you get that kind of revenge type stuff. And very often the sadness of that situation, whoever is revengeful, is that it's the children that end up in the middle of it. And then the children suffer either end. And then the children can be used as tools or pawns in the game, which isn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to add? Have you got a resource for us that you've thought of?
I think that there's two ways of looking at the resource, isn't there? It's like either you do something like you go and watch Kill Bill, which is the ultimate revenge movie to me, that kind of thing. Or The Godfather, where they cut that guy's horse's head off and stick it in the bed or something. Oh. Which are real kind of revenge issues. Or you go and watch something like Gandhi, the film Gandhi, and go and look at him and the way he used peaceful means, which were without revenge. And yet, in the end, someone comes along and shoots him out of revenge for him being passive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird kind of conundrum. So I think any of those movies have a real message in.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well,
there are lots of movies, aren't there? Is it part of that human psyche that we want to get our own back?
Maybe,
what do
they
say? Don't get mad, get even. It's that kind of...
Apparently, yes, one of the sayings, yeah, and there's loads of movies we could mention. I don't know if there's any other species of animal that feels...
Chimpanzees too. They will actually single out individuals from other tribes or their own tribe and go out and kill them. And then there will be revenge attacks from other troops.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a wonderful book, which would be a good resource, called Demonic Males. Can't remember the author off the top of my head. I've got the book, and it looks at how primates, it's the vicious streak of which revenge is a part, and the only primate who doesn't get involved in that are things called bonobos, and a bonobo is a kind of chimpanzee, smaller than the classic chimpanzee. But they're matriarchs. They're not patriarchs. They're women-led societies, and they actually live quite peacefully, which is interesting.
Right. Well, we'll have a joint resource because I was going to mention Kill Bill and The Godfather as well. So maybe we can you can watch them, but with the caveat that, you know, it's about a learning process and that the things that you see within those movies aren't necessarily the lessons to take. Yeah. Do the opposite, basically.
I don't know. Okay. So one last question to you then. You asked me, have you ever been revengeful? Have you ever done anything?
I can't say I've never been revengeful. Nothing springs to mind, but I've always been pretty good actually at swallowing that initial hit of anger, really, and holding it within. Maybe one day you'll see me on the news for some crazy acts of vengeance against all of humanity. But off the top of my head, no, I think I'm in the clear. But I'll have to think about it and maybe let viewers, listeners, viewers. I'm getting into it already. next week I'll have to think about it and I'll write down my top 5 worst acts of revenge and you can do the same. Sound good?
That sounds good to me. It would be interesting to see how this works as a process considering how many miles apart we are, but we're quite
this video way. I know, well I might never need to see you ever again. That'd be nice. Save me driving down the M53 every other week.
I don't know. I think what you'd miss.
No. The coffee.
Me driving past.
And we should also say that, should have said this earlier on, the Live in the Present book, our world-famous book, is back in stock, isn't it, Sean?
And you changed the colour of the cover.
Yeah, different coloured cover. Took you all by surprise there. And I think Rhea's taking the steps to put it back in stock on our website. So, yeah, liveinthepresent.co.uk. Grab a copy of our book, and if you're on the mailing list then you should have received a discount code as well, so you can get a discount on the book and Chris's meditation cushion at clearmindcushion.com. double whammy.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. So have you got long to go in Qatar, Sean,
before I'm here on Thursday
back over in
I'm back Thursday evening and then I'll be back here again in a few weeks. So a week, a month out here, helping set all this up.
Spread the word in Qatar about the good word of the self-help podcast, eh?
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm actually doing on the leaflets that I was doing. There's one of the resources is the self-help podcast.
Beautiful. All right, cool. Yeah, okay. Well, a little reminder as well to folks that if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in future episodes, drop us an email via the website or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever floats your boat. And that'll do it. Hopefully this has been a pretty good little show. Let us know what you think of this little format as well. I'm going to strip out the audio so it'll be a regular podcast as normal, but we might do more of these in the future, hey, as well.
Cool. So I need to whack off a blog, don't I?
You do. You've got a couple of days till this goes out.
Yeah, I should do that.
Right, Sean, thanks for that. Good fun. Got there in the end, and we'll see everyone soon, eh?
Yeah, you're going to go read Will a story, a good man's story.
Yeah, he's up a bit later than normal because he had a nap this afternoon, so I'll go put him to bed now.
Okay. All right, you take care, Ed.
Cheers, Sean. See you tight, buddy. See you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.